Good morning. We are talking about what's going on in the United States and Iran. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad addressing Columbia University, addressing the United Nations. And according to one of the major papers in England, the Sunday Telegraph, suggesting that Pentagon planners have developed a list of up to 2,000 bombing targets in Iran, and that Pentagon and CIA officers believe that the White House has begun a carefully calibrated program of escalation to lead to a military showdown with Iran. Are we headed for war? Is the United States to bomb Iran? We're going to discuss that. Our guest is Dr. Stephen Seidman, Associate Professor, Department of Poli-Sci at McGill, Canada Research Chair in International Security and Ethnic Conflict. Good morning. Welcome to CJAD.
Good morning.
Is there a chance, is the United States administration gearing up for a war with Iran?
There's a chance that they're trying to do this, yes. I'm not sure it'd be a wise idea, but there's been a lot of discussion, and it seems to be the case that they're trying to make a case for war.
Now, as they're making the case for war, I mean, do they look at the upside and downside? What would be the upside? What would be the downside?
Well, that's the strange thing is, from my perspective, I don't see much upside involved because, yes, there could be 2,000 places to bomb in Iran, but whether any of them will actually be stop Iran from having a nuclear weapons program, I'm not so sure about. The upside, though, is that the U.S. has made a series of threats and is trying to get Iran to slow its weapons program. And so if they change their mind as a result of these threats, then that would be a success. As I was telling my students the other day, the best threats are those that you actually don't have to follow through with.
Now, does Ahmadinejad sound like he's scared to you?
Well, he doesn't seem to be all that concerned about these threats. It's clear that he feeds off of the antagonism from the West. Ever since the famous Axis of Evil speech, Iranians have had little choice but to support their president given the external threats he's faced.
Does that make it harder for groups that are opposed to him within Iran to do anything?
I certainly think so. I think he gets more legitimacy and he gets more support from the public when the United States threatens not just him but the entire country. The weapons program itself is seen as being popular, just as it was popular in Pakistan and other countries, where it's seen as a national symbol of strength and of assertiveness and of security. To threaten that is not just a matter of taking shots at the individual leader, but also to challenge the country itself. So they're rallying around him, whether they like him or not.
Now, in this case, it's not only the United States. With the recent change of government in France, you had their foreign minister saying that the world should prepare for war over Iran's nuclear program. France seems to be moving from appeasement to a more confrontational approach. Is this also the same thing? They're hoping that the threats will work?
Certainly, there's a hope that the threats will work. And if there's, and the one thing that is certainly true is that the more countries that are on the same side of this issue, the more pressure Iran will feel. This is very striking that France is stepping up at this point. Probably anticipating that the rest of the European Union will follow. This will make their threats more credible, more believable, but ultimately it depends really on what the Iranians want to do for themselves.
The Iranians aren't alone. I mean, Russia and China are still against even sanctions, never mind war.
Yes, well, Russia and China have been are always leery of pressure. China has always been defensive of anybody's sovereignty because they're concerned about their own. Russia has been trying to gain some friends in the region, so it's not surprising that they're on the other side of this issue.
So what do you think the United States should be doing? I mean, should they just back away and let Ahmadinejad build the nuclear weapons?
At some point, that's probably going to end up being the reality, which is they're going to develop nuclear weapons just like Pakistan has, just like India has, just like China has. And so the United States is going to have to contain Iran, present threats to it, so that way if they were actually using nuclear weapons that they would face the ultimate cost for that. But we've been dealing with a nuclear world for over 60 years now, and the monopoly the U.S. had ended a long time ago.
Now, I mean, can the United States even afford this? I mean, all the money they spent on Afghanistan, the billions, if it's not trillions by now, in Iraq, is there any stomach or cash available for war, even if they wanted to? And isn't that something Ahmadinejad knows as well?
Well, we have to be clear about what we mean by war. What we really mean in terms of U.S. policy options would be bombing. It's not going to be an invasion. There are no troops left on the shelf to attack Iran. The U.S. is tied down in Iraq. So there's no real chance of a long, prolonged ground campaign. There might be raids of some sort, but it would be a bombing campaign. And that, frankly, compared to the cost of everything else going on, wouldn't be that expensive. It would be the fuel and the bombs. And that would cost some money, but compared to everything being spent elsewhere. So it's not really costs in terms of dollars. It's costs in terms of diversion of resources and time and attention away from other issues, that it would not be very successful, that it would help to antagonize the world, that Iran has other levers in which to exert influence. It is a major supporter of terrorism around the planet, and so therefore it could ramp up its efforts to support terrorists in North and South America, in Europe, and elsewhere. And so Iran has other ways in which to exert its own influence besides just messing around with Iraq.
We're going to continue our discussion. Your questions, will the United States bomb Iran? 514-790-0991. Dr. Stephen Sadman is my guest. He's with the Department of Poli-Sci at McGill.